Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune into Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to Tuesday, September 30th. Today's the last day of September, and it just seemed to have flown by, huh?
And it's crazy. I've watched Hocus Pocus, which is my favorite Halloween movie, twice, and it's not even October yet.
Hocus Pocus, is that a new movie or what?
No, it's been around? It's so old.
Really?
Yeah, it was one of Sarah Jessica Parker's first movies.
Oh, wow.
And now I watch Sex and the City all the time, too. but I've watched it twice, and it's not even October,
wow.
Which is crazy.
I know. Did you get your costume yet?
No, I'm still deciding.
Okay. I'm so bad with costumes and stuff, you know. I mean, I'll go to, like, theme parties and things like that, but, you know, forget about Halloween. I think it's for kids, you know, personally. But you know, I mean, I'm not going to put down the fun that people have. Just for me, personally. I feel silly wearing costumes and stuff, you know.
Right. But if you go to a party where everyone's dressed up, you have to.
That's true, yeah.
And Halloween's a perfect excuse for everyone to have costume parties.
I know. But I'm afraid I'll get pulled over and I'm dressed like something funny.
That's true. That wouldn't be that fun on the side of the road.
Yeah, so you have to be careful, you know.
Or just drive more carefully to make sure you don't get pulled over.
Yeah, exactly, which is what I do. I try to not stand out because here in L.A., you don't really get pulled over unless you really stand out, you know, because there's millions of cars here. The cops are not going to get everybody.
I feel the opposite. I feel like they're always zooming past. The lights are on. The sound's on. Always pulling somebody over. Always.
Yeah, but I mean, they are, but just think, what are the chances of you getting pulled over if you just drive normally, you know?
That's
if you
true.
Start weaving and driving much faster than the traffic, you stand out.
Yeah.
You know, but otherwise, who cares, you know? They don't see you.
Yeah.
They have so many. Just think about it. When you're on the freeway, you see all these anonymous cars, and like you are, who knows what's going on in these cars, you know?
Yeah.
People do all kinds of things in their cars.
It's true.
Especially in L.A., you know, you sit in traffic and stuff. You don't know what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
So you just do crazy things, like put makeup on and, I don't know, people eat in the car, which is, you know, people don't talk about that. They talk about texting and talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of distractions. I mean, I see people eat in the car. That's pretty distracting, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
As much as texting?
I think so. I mean, you need at least one hand, if not two, in order to eat. How are you going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
When I drive and I have to, and I'm really hungry, I'll just stop at a McDonald's and get those two plastic hamburgers that, because those don't spill. I mean, there's no mess because there's nothing in it.
Right.
You know? So you can eat it with one hand. That's about it.
Yeah, Anything I guess else, you're right. You can't eat with two hands in the car.
Yeah, it's hard, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Even with one, you know, you're like, you have to look around and stuff. I think everything you do when you're driving is distracting.
Yeah.
You just got to focus on the driving. So that's why I think, you know, with cops, if you don't stand out, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But too many people stand out. I guess that's, you're so right. Because then if you're sticking to the rules, everyone else that's standing out is getting pulled over.
Exactly. You know, I mean, it's so easy to see somebody that's weaving between lanes and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can pick them out like a sore thumb, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the situation. So you're going to be gone for a few days.
Yes.
Right? You're going to Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Hawaii. I'm so excited.
Wow. I'm sure you are. God, I would be.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy couple months, and I'm just excited to get away. And a couple friends got married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were supposed to get married in Cabo, mm-hmm. And then a hurricane hit Cabo about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. So I feel so bad for, I mean, what a bride's worst nightmare.
Right.
That your wedding location, who, I mean, there was, I think, 80, 90 guests, which for a wedding in Mexico is a lot
right.
of people that were going to fly. And getting their money back, and they were trying to change the location to a different place in Mexico. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out because of flights. Mm-hmm. So they ended up getting married last night. They're from the Bay Area, so. And before you get married in Cabo or in Mexico, you have to get married in America. Mm. So they were already going to do that.
Right.
But they were able, instead of just family that were there, mm-hmm. they changed it to everybody. So there was 130 people there, obviously.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. But then as many people as can are going to Hawaii mm-hmm. and now spending time with them there.
Wow.
So,
but, you know, I'm not sure about people inviting people to fly far. You know, I mean, it makes it so expensive. Some people probably can't afford it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And so, that was, I mean, they had 130 people there last night, but only 89 mm-hmm. people were going to go to Mexico.
Oh,
so
okay.
They lost out.
But that's still a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Going there.
Yeah, it's still a lot.
Wow, that's
but I think
cool.
A lot of people were seeing it as a holiday.
Like right, exactly.
A vacation, a time to spend with friends and family.
That's true.
So now we're doing that, but in Hawaii.
Right. And what island are you going to? Do you know?
Maui.
In Maui. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, I would be too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and you're going for a few days, which makes sense. You know, you don't want to go to Hawaii for a couple of days. Just
right.
The flights are, like, you know, long enough.
Yeah, it's like five and a half hours.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
hours.
It was that far.
Yeah, it is.
And then with the time difference, we get there at, like, noon tomorrow,
yeah.
Which is nice. But then coming back, obviously,
yeah.
You lose those 3 hours, is it?
Yeah.
So what's crazy is it'll be an 11-hour time difference between me and my mom.
Oh, wow.
In England.
What are you going to do? You'll have to get up in the
email.
Middle of the night.
Email.
Oh, well. All right. Well, we'll continue our conversation. We do have a guest in the studio, and we're going to bring her in right now because she has to leave a little early. So we're going to try and cover as much as possible. We have Heidi Clements in the studio. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Hi, guys.
And Heidi actually got here before I did this morning, which I felt bad about.
You're slacking.
But exactly. But
I've learned a lot of things about you already.
You have.
You're late.
I'm late?
I mean, a little bit, not really. And you don't like Halloween,
I'm not late.
So I'm not going to invite you to a Halloween party because you don't
get
dressed up.
Oh, damn. I love Halloween. I mean, don't like dressing up. But you know.
You're just crossing things off my list left and right, Sam. No, Sam wasn't really late. I was early.
No, you were early. That's what it is. But that's cool. Early. You know, we really appreciate people that are early because it's hard to find in radio.
I do not enjoy late. If you're late, you're off my list.
Yeah. You see, and how long have you lived in L.A. now?
I believe it's about 18 years.
18 years. So you're like local here. And you've
guess,
learned
yeah.
and you've realized.
You struggle to say that.
Yeah.
It's weird because, you know, someone told me that you, when you move to L.A., it's sort of you don't actually make a conscious decision to move there. You just sort of wake up one day by the pool. And
yeah.
That's kind of what happened. I came here for an interview and I saw Luke Perry in the commissary and I thought, oh, I want to live where he lives. And
yeah.
I never went back to New York and they shipped my stuff here. So I lose track of Luke Perry. If you're listening, I live here because of you.
Wow.
So I sort
amazing.
Of lost track of the amount of time, but it's 18 years.
Wow. So you realize that people use traffic as an excuse,
oh my
right?
God.
But the thing
and
is
rain. Rain is
rain.
Like, it's like acid is pouring from the sky
yeah.
And they can't go outside and they don't know what to do and they can't function and this thing with wheels and steering and how do I work it? It's yeah.
Except we don't get much of it. I mean, I forgot what,
I know.
You know, by now I forgot what rain feels like. I really did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what? When did we have rain last? I mean,
I'm
what?
Not a fan, but I know we need
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You're not a fan because you come from back east and you get a lot of rain.
And also because I'm Jewish and I have mm-hmm. What I like to call Jew hair. And so
okay. So it gets frizzy and
gets
stuff?
Frizzy. And
oh.
This is California. Is the perfect weather for Jewish girls.
It's true. It is perfect.
It is. It's great hair weather.
Yeah.
You never have a bad hair day.
Yeah.
I'm about to head to Texas where I heard it's very humid and I'm just packing hats.
Yeah. Yeah, you better.
It's
not
cool.
So people here use traffic as an excuse all the time. And mm-hmm. I tell them, I said, look, I've lived here a long time. I've lived here over 30 years. I've never been late once.
Me neither.
Right? And you deal with the same traffic as everybody else.
Yeah.
So don't give me that, you know?
You don't care enough about me to be on time.
Yeah.
That's what you
exactly.
say. You're saying to me, my time means nothing to you.
Right. And there's absolutely no respect in that.
No.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
Right. So it makes you think less of the person, doesn't it? I mean, it does.
It makes
me
not rush to want to have dinner with them anytime soon.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been late once or twice.
It does happen,
for the most
part,
I'm usually right on time.
I think in this town, even when there's traffic, normal traffic, not when there's an accident or something, which is not that frequent, I mean, people will use traffic as an excuse, but the point is, I've realized that everything is about half an hour drive in this town. So if you figure I'm going to take 30 minutes, you'll get there in time,
Yes.
Right.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that
everything's 20 minutes away.
Yeah, and especially
give or take an hour.
Yeah, but the thing is that people have GPS today. You go on your phone, you look, and it tells you exactly with the traffic how long it's going to take you.
Yeah.
So how can people have excuses today?
But do you ever have that fear? Like I have that fear lately, and I think it's just because I'm getting older and everything makes me nervous. But you ever have that fear that your GPS is lying to you the second you plug in where you're going?
Always.
It's like, oh, they totally got it wrong. I'm not going where they think I'm going. And then you get your phone GPS. With your car GPS. And
I always do, and I always leave so much time that I'm always sat in my car outside.
Yeah.
Always. But I guess it's better than being late.
But you get to catch up on you can use your phone and catch up on Facebook and write some emails.
Exactly.
That's true.
Shop.
Yeah.
I can shop anywhere. I could shop at a gas station. I have a little bit of a problem.
Queen shopping.
But,
So let's introduce you to our listeners. You're an executive producer and a comedy writer. What's an executive producer? Tell us, for those who don't know.
I am one of four executive producers on a TV show called Baby Daddy, which is on ABC Family, and a writer on the show. Basically, when you work in scripted, everybody gets a producer title. Mm. So there's different levels of producers, and the titles are anything from even staff writer is a producer level to coordinating producer, co-executive producer, and all of those. It's levels of writers, but that's how it's listed. And then when you write your particular episode, you also get a written by credit. So it's really just another way of saying that you're the highest level of a producer on a television show, but a writer also. So
wow. So tell us what's the show about, Baby Daddy? I mean, I don't watch TV, so I haven't heard of it. But tell us.
How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare
you? Now I'm going to start watching Baby Daddy.
All three seasons.
Yeah.
It is Hot Guys and a Baby. It's basically three boys who live in Manhattan. One of them was left a baby on his doorstep from a one-night stand, and he's now raising that baby with his best friend, his brother, who's a New York Ranger, the girl who's loved him his entire life, and his mom. I say it's like Friends with a Baby.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, wow. It's really fun. It's very, you can watch it with your kids. It's the dirty jokes are there, but they're masked enough that teenagers don't really know that we just told a masturbation joke. So it's really fun. I think it's super clever. It's really hard to make me laugh, and the show makes me laugh all the time.
Wow, that's cool.
It's funny.
Thank you.
Like I said before the show, I've watched a little bit. Do you find that writing for a show that is based in New York keeps you kind of connected with the East Coast?
You know what's really interesting is we don't write that much about the city itself. I mean, it's fun because we don't have to write about cars or those kinds of things, or we write about cabs and about... But the executive producer and creator of the show, Dan Berenson, very smartly does not allow us to write any kind of pop culture or time jokes, so that the show will always be current. So it never feels old or outdated. And so, but it is definitely different writing about the things that you do, because you don't, you can just walk out and meet your friends at a bar, or everybody sort of lives near each other, as opposed to writing a show where everyone's, we don't do any car scenes. And I think we've done one cab scene in four seasons. But what you do have to stay current to is writing for 20-somethings, and I am far from 20-something.
Wow. So now is this a sitcom?
It is a sitcom.
It's a sitcom. Is there like a laugh track and stuff?
If not, I am screwed. Because I've been writing jokes. If it's a drama, we're all in trouble.
Right. No, but there's comedy shows that are not sitcoms, though, right?
Well, there's situation comedy is usually a multi-camera show taped in front of a live audience. And then there are comedies that are single camera, like New Girl, is a single camera comedy. And then there's dramedies, which are sometimes there's a half hour dramedy, like a Sex and the City was more of a single camera kind of drama.
Right. But sitcoms, I usually think of the laugh track and everything like that, you know, so.
Whoops. Yes, there could be a laugh track, but our show is so damn funny that,
that you don't need it, huh? Isn't that funny, though, that they have to give you a cue when to laugh?
It's very strange, but we tape it in front of a live audience, so what you're hearing is actually the studio
the people
audience
laughing.
Is that a pot plant?
No, it's not a pot plant. That's a they call it a money tree. And thank goodness it's been growing. Yeah, it's been growing pretty well.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, we've had this one for 6 years now. Can you imagine?
I think it's a weed plant.
It does look like it, I know. Do you like weed?
I just started smoking pot again.
About, yeah, you're from the generation of...
I smoked it in the 70s.
In the 70s, there you go.
And then I dumped it and moved on to a whole bunch of other fantastic and alcohol. And then I quit drinking about 14 years ago. And about maybe less than a year ago, someone started talking to me. I was having trouble sleeping, and someone said I should smoke pot. And it's definitely opened a whole new... I'm regressing, basically.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, you know? I mean, you know, when we get to our age, we want to regress.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm totally cool with it. I'm fine. I'm going to Austin City Limits this weekend with two 20-somethings, and I made sure that I have some pot delivered so that I can not be
function.
Yeah.
I know, I like that too, man.
Yeah, so I do like weed, and I'm still not convinced that's not a weed plant, and you're both high right now. But hey, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we should have brought you some buds if I knew, you know.
Yeah.
We have some good stuff here in California.
I don't think I should get stoned before work, because that's what got me in trouble with alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were drinking for a long time?
Yeah.
Earlier in your life?
Yeah, I was really good at it. I was an awesome alcoholic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know how to do it right.
I knew how to do it right.
Wow.
Until I did it wrong, and then it was time to quit.
It never ends nicely, huh, when you drink a lot?
Yeah. No, it's not cool. I mean... anything that ends with you not remembering stuff that you do and blackouts is probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
But you said you've been sober 14 years?
14 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. And now you're picking up pot, so there you go again, right?
I know. Someone said, oh, so you're not sober anymore. I go, what are you talking about? I'm sober.
Like, no, they don't let you do anything.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know exactly what you're doing when you're high. You don't do anything you wouldn't do. You just laugh a lot more.
Yeah, and that's true.
And like I say in my book that it is the only... thing that pot is a gateway to is Doritos maybe a Twinkie, but
that's true. But when you smoke as much as I do, you don't get the munchies anymore. It just becomes
when
normal.
Is that
gonna
happen? Maybe I need to start smoking more.
Yeah, there you go.
Take down a refrigerator full of
wow
nonsense.
I wish I was still at that point, you know.
Yeah. I'm a lightweight. Yeah.
So let's talk about your book. You published a book. When did you publish it?
It came out in May.
Oh, really? So recently.
Yeah.
And what's it called?
It's called Welcome to Heidi.
Okay, well, makes sense.
Yes.
So it's not fiction, obviously.
Well, it was listed as fiction originally, a fictional memoir, basically, because of one chapter that I wrote, and I didn't want to get sued. But that person has since been fired, so I think it's safe to say that it's a memoir.
Okay.
About the things that I've learned and observations that I make in life. And,
you sound like you've had an interesting life. I mean, you're an interesting, fun person.
Why, thank you.
So you're from New York originally?
I'm from Staten Island, New York, although I told people that I was born in France because Staten Island's disgusting and embarrassing. And
I read that, and because the Eiffel Tower, the Statue of Liberty is originally from
France.
France.
Close enough, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's like Ile de la Cité, and I was born in Paris.
Sounds good.
It works for me.
Yeah.
There's a connection there.
There's a connection.
Yeah. Although I'm not sure I'd want to be associated with France these days, but okay. Whatever, you know.
Well,
I'm just not crazy about the French, you
they're
know.
They're not crazy about us.
I know.
either.
I know.
But, you know,
that's why.
They make a lovely sandwich.
They do, huh?
Yeah.
The baguettes.
They make a lovely bread
and chocolate
and you know those crepes and
the crepes
they have,
are good.
Nice things to see when you're there.
That's true.
And
but
Chanel
the people
is from there, Coco Chanel. So I mean, You know, she probably was a Jew hater too. Everyone hates
Everyone hates the Jews. I'm telling you,
you have to love us because everyone hates us. What
exactly, exactly. And now you know you've got all this renewed anti-Semitism in Europe. I think they're talking about that, and that's pretty lousy. You know,
I think people are just pissed off because we're so awesome.
I think so. Yeah, it has to do with jealousy.
We don't
somehow
let anything stop us. We don't let anything keep us down. We keep pushing.
But I think it also came from the fact that Jews have always been different, you know, and people don't like different. People like when other people are like them. So, you know, when they were seeing Jews and they would not convert and all that stuff. So it started from the, you know, dark ages and stuff. And to this day, you know, so, you know, God help us if there wasn't Israel right now, you know. So, anyway,
I'm not
so we can talk about,
I don't understand why you murder people for land, but
but it's not for land. That's the whole point.
I know.
See, they hate us not for the land. I mean, you give them all the land, they'll still want to kill us.
I know.
Yeah, it's not
just
about land at all.
It's
really
just
not
cool.
No,
it's not cool at all. And anyway, so let's go back to nice things. So, so tell us a little bit about the book itself. How did it come about?
I wrote about 10 chapters in what I was calling a book at the time, and they were very short, and they were more they were sort of musings from my life, and I sent it to a friend who sent it to her publisher, a friend who had a book, and her publisher happened to be coming to California, and so she met with me, and she said, your writing is incredible and so fresh and so different, and, you know, but nobody wants to publish a book of musings written by a nobody.
Mm.
And so you should just turn it into a blog. And I thought, oh, I'm a nobody. Okay, well, somebody should call David Sedaris and tell him that nobody's publishing musing books by, you know, nobodies anymore, because he was a nobody, Nora Ephron was a nobody, Irma Bombeck was a nobody, and I'm not saying that I'm as good as those people are, but I had something to say, and I don't think famous people or pseudo-famous people with reality shows should be the only people who are allowed to publish books, because I love Brandy Glanville, but I think I have just as much to say as she does, and I've lived a longer life. So anyway, I turned it into a blog. A bunch of people read it and liked it, but not enough. And then I decided to write a script, and then the script, I couldn't get any traction on the script to turn it into a TV show. And then I said, you know, why am I letting somebody tell me that I shouldn't publish a book? Someone that doesn't even know me, and I'm just going to publish it anyway.
Good for you.
That's what happened.
Good for you. So have you always been tenacious like that?
Yes.
Good.
I have been.
And that's how you
get... Nobody's coming to your house. Steven Spielberg will not be coming to my house and asking me if I have any scripts to read for
him.
You know, they're not going to... Nobody's coming to you to ask you what you have to offer this world. You have to offer it up yourself.
Absolutely. And some people don't realize that. They sit at home.
They're waiting.
Think it's going to come to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're raising a generation of people that believe they are entitled to great things happening.
Yeah, I know. And pretty lazy, too, in the process.
Yes.
The description of your book just makes me want to read it. If you ever wondered what 50 would look like on a former alcoholic tattooed shoe addict who eats cake out of a garbage can and secretly prays to her vagina
to
die on a regular basis. Wonder no more and welcome to Heidi. I love that.
All of those things are true.
It makes me want to read the book.
I do eat cake out of my garbage. My vagina finally died.
Oh, it died.
After years of praying to it.
Wow.
It died.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy about it. I'm going to throw a party for it and register somewhere.
Yeah. Now, how does a vagina die? Does it just get abandoned
it's
or what?
It's called menopause.
Menopause.
Yeah.
Okay.
It suffers one big, giant, bloody death, and then it just never comes back. And it's,
no, come on. I think it comes back.
I've never heard of menopause be talked about in that way, and it's so true.
It's true, and I was super happy about it. But I haven't really had all of the other horrible things that happen with menopause that some women have. I've had the weight gain and the can't sleeping and hot flashes here and there, but nothing as bad as bleeding from your vagina for 6 days a week every month for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So
that's a nice relief, right?
It's great.
Yeah. Now, but You know, I mean, it's not true that you lose interest in sex and stuff like that.
Oh, right? I lost interest in sex years ago.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
My God.
How
yeah.
does that happen?
I quit drinking. You know,
oh, okay.
when I can no longer drink you interesting or cute or smart, I'm out. Wow.
But the pot should help. Pot can make you horny.
Not me.
Not you?
Just hungry.
Oh, okay.
That's the only H I'm getting.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, we're going to have to find answers for you.
Look, I think
you can't
I'm
give
sure
up your vagina
is,
this early.
I haven't given up. I just, it's napping.
I mean,
taking
I'm
taking a disco nap.
From what I understand, you know, people that are older still have great sex lives, you
well,
know?
Well, people so. Talk to me all the time about why aren't you dating and how could you not have a boyfriend and why aren't you having sex? And then I look at their lives and it's just not that interesting yeah. to them even. And they're just bitching about it all the time. And there's just so much that comes with it. I'd rather just get the same, you know, 20-minute, 3-minute satisfaction buying a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
that
people
last
say
a
that
lot
money
longer.
Can't buy you happiness, but I know exactly where that happiness is, what stores it's in.
Yeah.
And how to buy it.
Where you spend that money is yeah. what matters.
No, that's I mean, I, look, I'm not against sex. I just... Yeah. What happened was someone said to me, when you quit drinking, do not have sex for a year. Just don't do it.
Really?
Trust us. Don't do it. And I didn't listen, and I had sex, and it scared me sober.
And why?
It's just terrifying.
Really?
It was like a lot of stuff coming
because,
at me.
Because you used to only do this when you're drunk?
All the time, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it was terrifying. And I just feel like if I'm going to do it, it's going to be in a very safe situation with a safe person. Mm. As we get older, as I get older, I hate more things about myself. Mm. Like, oh, my God, can I just want to stop looking in the mirror because I'm obese and my neck is old. And, you know, I'm dysmorphic.
I totally relate,
crazy.
Yes.
So the idea of, like, getting naked in front of another person who's going to judge you is just, it's not all that interesting. But
yeah.
maybe the pot, maybe I should just go find a pothead and just
yeah, exactly.
bang it out. Just
exactly.
Bang,
and you'll be screwing all the time, I'm telling you.
Bang it out.
Yeah, you just need someone younger
yeah.
who's into all the women and stuff. Who's got all the...
Possibly a deaf mute.
Yeah.
yeah. Maybe I should just find a nice deaf mute houseboy.
Yeah, there you go.
Chained in a basement somewhere. Yeah, I don't well. Know. I don't... I am not the person that thinks that sex is the be-all, end-all.
Mm.
I miss making out. That's fun.
Yeah. Well, you need to find a good partner too. You know, I mean,
I'm going
to
get then, on that the second yeah. I leave here.
There you go. There you go. And which brings us to the fact that you have to leave in a couple minutes. So let's go ahead and plug everything for you. So the book
is that
is,
like a pun?
No, plugging. It's not a pun. Okay.
First, I got to get plugged. Now you're, that's a lot of plugging.
No, I wouldn't say that to a guest, but okay, if you said it.
I feel badly that I have to leave early. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. So the book is Welcome to Heidi.
Please feel free to talk about my book for the second half hour after I'm
okay,
gone.
Okay. Well, it'd be better if we talked about it after we read it.
Yeah. You well, know. Sounds like some of us here, Sam, have read the book, Charlotte, and some of us haven't, Sam.
Did you read the book, Charlotte? She
I
did not. She was just reading
research.
It.
I've done research.
She was just reading it on Amazon.
She,
I could read the same thing.
She brought up a little something that's in the book.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, because it's right here on Amazon.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah, don't put me down. Come on. I'm being nice to you. Heidi Clements, the book is Welcome to Heidi. You guys can get it on Amazon. You get 94 ratings here. 94 five-star ratings, 63 reviews. Not bad at all. I mean, obviously, there is somebody who wants to read your book and what you have to say. And I'm curious now. I'm going to get it. And I want to read because you're a funny person.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun.
I think people tell me that the book, they like the book because I say all of the things that they feel but are too afraid to say.
Yeah, like Joan Rivers
like
type of a thing.
I love Joan Rivers.
Yeah. So, and that's what they said about, or that's what she said. She says, you know, I say things that people only think about.
But I mean, if you put it out there, it becomes a lot less frightening. You know,
right.
Like, yeah, I ate cake out of my garbage can. What's the big deal? Or, you know, I mean, I talk about everything. And so I think it's actually helpful to people. And I was very conscious about writing something that would be helpful to young girls growing up. I think I gave a lot of advice, as crazy as it might be, about dating and about how you feel about yourself and about jobs and how people talk to you. And women are super important to me, even though I've been taken down by more than one.
Wow.
Read chapter two.
Yeah.
Okay. And but I think it's really important as I get older, I realize that women really need to stick together, that we are our best friends and we need to stop being our own worst enemies.
That's true. Yeah. There's a lot of competition among women and stuff
it's just
like that.
Men and women are so different. And I love men. I find them fascinating. But they're so, women are, we see things so on so many other different levels that we don't need to annoy men with.
Right.
We should just talk to each other about it, because they're never gonna get it, and we should stop expecting them to.
Yeah.
And they'll appreciate us more. I mean, we should be appreciated throughout our lives, not just when we get older. I wrote in my book about Andy Rooney wrote this article about women over 40 and why they're so fantastic. And they no longer ask us all these annoying questions. It's like, fuck you, because we're sick of you not answering it. It's not that we don't care anymore. We're just tired of asking.
Gave
up, you know. That's why we're great over 40, because we gave up on you.
Yeah.
But if we all understood each other a little bit more when we were younger, it would be so much easier, and women would stop competing with each other, and you know,
that's true. Yeah. So Baby Daddy is the show you write for and you executive produce. Where can people see it?
Right now the first three seasons are on Netflix, and we will be back in January with season four on ABC Family Wednesday nights at 8:30.
Sounds great.
It's quite enjoyable.
Amazing. And it is a family show, right?
I think so.
Right.
I mean, I know that a lot of moms watch it with their kids, with young girls seem to really enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. Well, there's so much more to ask, and maybe you can come back some other time when you have more time.
I would love to come back anytime.
Okay, sounds great, because there's so much. I mean, you're full of
I'm full of
amazing stuff. Yeah, there you go.
I'm full of crackpot wisdom nobody needs to hear. But I'm more than willing
like to
share it with you. And I'm so terribly sorry that I have a job that I have to get to. But like I said, they're wild animals if I'm not in that comedy room with them. They just eat all day.
Really?
Yeah, something about Jewish writers and free food. I mean,
it goes together.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how many times they've eaten, they'll just keep eating.
Awesome. Well, Heidi Clements, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Everybody go out, get the book. Do you still have the blog going?
I do. I need to.
What's the blog?
It's also called Welcome to Heidi.
Okay.
Welcome to Heidi on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And Welcome to Heidi at WordPress.com is the blog. And there's lots of back blogs that you can go in and read. And as soon as I have a second in life, I'm going to start blogging again.
Sounds good.
I'm going to blog about this. I'm going to blog about your lack of Halloween love and that giant fucking spider on the window that has been staring at me for half an hour.
And the pot plant over here.
And the pot plant.
Yeah.
I'm going to
well,
get one of those.
So you had an interesting morning, to say the least, right?
I mean, I've learned so much.
All right, Heidi.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just like take my headset off?
Yeah, take your headset off and
leave. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Too bad we won't be able to get a picture with you, but maybe next time. We're
going
to invite you back.
I would love to come back.
Okay, sounds
awesome.
Thank you
so much.
Bye-bye, Heidi. Yeah, you see comedy writers.
A lot of fun.
Interesting people. No, but it's nice. I like, funny people are always popular because everybody loves to laugh. You know,
everyone,
and sometimes people just look at life funny, you know, and they have the talent for it, you know, and I'm glad for her that she can write for a show, you know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
You know? Wow. So you've seen this Baby Daddy?
I haven't watched like the whole season or it consecutively, but I've seen bits here and there. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's got a good concept. I liked what I watched.
Yeah.
But like I said, I haven't watched enough. I didn't get into it because I didn't watch the start of the episode to the end. I came in like, it was one of those where you're flicking through. It's like, oh, cool title. I'll watch this for a little bit. Watched it for like 5 minutes and then it ended.
Really?
So, yeah. And I haven't, I don't know. I was watching one show. when did that end? A couple months ago. But I don't get into, unless it's reality, I haven't really got into that many. Like, I've never watched Breaking Bad or...
stories that continue.
Yeah, yeah, I just haven't got into many of them.
Yeah,
and to get to the TV at like 8 at the same time every week. Yeah. But now you have DVR, so you can record it.
I know. Everything is so easy now.
So easy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's cool. You know, I mean, sometimes you find TV shows like Under the Dome just ended the season. And that one I somehow got into. But like you said, for the most part, it's hard to follow shows.
Right.
I don't know what people find all the time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I just saw that Michael Phelps has been arrested for a DUI.
Yeah, that's what I saw up in Maryland.
Yeah, which is where he lives and trains.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he still swims?
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this could be...
Yeah, this could be to his detriment, huh? Yeah. He may not be able to come back so easily now.
Yeah.
Especially in light of the fact that he got busted for pot, too, sometime ago, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it was...
The guy likes to have fun. Leave him alone, you know?
Driving under the influence, excessive speed, and crossing double lane lines.
Mm. Wow.
So he was definitely drunk, that's for sure.
Wow. But that's dangerous. I mean, you know, I don't care who he is.
And he was also arrested for a DUI in 2004.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the guy's got problems then.
Yeah, he likes to...
Yeah, how do you
swimmers
stay...
Swimmers like to party.
Right.
It's across the board.
Right.
Swimmers,
but as an athlete...
As an athlete in general, usually enjoy it. But swimmers just seem to take it to another level. Yeah. And I mean, there's always problems around the country of swim teams. And because I think when you're training so excessively and training for... 5, 6, 7 hours a day, swimming like 10 miles a day. Mm-hmm. You get to like a Saturday night and you just want to let loose a little bit. Yeah. But it's genuinely across the board.
Wow. Well, it's okay to party, but I mean, to get busted for drunk driving, that's not a cool thing.
No. It's like, just get a cab.
But you're saying that they need a break every once in a while.
No, I just think it's I don't know.
I mean, to party.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Did you party a lot in school?
No, I've never been that big of a... No.
No, huh? I know you don't seem like a partier.
Yeah.
So you're probably the best swimmer there because nothing distracted you.
I tried.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a general... And I mean, all athletes, they just love to... have fun, like let loose after a long week of practice and especially school too.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't blame him then.
Yeah. Amanda Bynes also got arrested for a DUI.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What the hell's wrong with her?
Suspicion of driving under influence of a drug.
Oh, wow.
So that's a little bit more than...
Yeah.
Than a
Just
DUI.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, jeez.
I know. So George Clooney got married over the weekend.
Yeah.
And not that I really care, but all the attention they're getting, my God, you know.
I know.
And I asked a friend, I said, how come nobody cares, you know, about me that much? She says, well, you don't look like him. You don't look like George Clooney and you don't have his kind of money. And I said, okay, I get that.
It looked, I've seen a couple photos and it looked pretty and I'm sure they'll be in the magazine.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's now off the market.
Yeah. Yeah, like he was available for everyone, right? Yeah, I know. It's funny when they do that, you know. It's like, oh, girls, well, he's married, he's off the market. It's like, yeah, like you would have gotten him, right? Yeah, I know. So now his wife, her name is Amal Alamuddin or something. Alamuddin, probably, because she's Lebanese, right? Or something like that.
I am not
sure. So it's an Arabic name, probably. But she's pretty. She's pretty.
Yeah.
I wonder, how old is she? Do you know?
I have no idea.
He's 53.
I think she's...
They're not saying how old she is. She's probably in her 30s or something.
I was going to say late 30s, early 40s.
Mm, I don't even think that old.
Really?
I think she's younger than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not saying, which is interesting. I don't know why they don't. But yeah, I mean, you know, the more money you have, the younger you marry. That's very, it goes without saying, you know. And, you know, I read somewhere, somebody wrote on Facebook, that women don't fall, no, I tell you who it is. There was an interview on TV with this guy who's got a dating site. And he was saying women don't fall in love. They fall in love with, they don't fall in love with people. They fall in love with lifestyles. And kind of makes sense, you know. I mean, women are looking like for someone to take care of them. To, I mean, I'm not saying all women, obviously. Some women want to be independent and stuff. But many do look for men to take care of them and to spoil them and all that kind of stuff.
But you have to have somebody that you're compatible with.
Right.
Can spend that amount of time with.
Obviously,
but I guess
some
women maybe don't.
Yeah. And no, I mean, that's, I mean, there's no doubt about the fact that you have to be compatible with a person for sure. But whether it's love or just, you know, the love of your lifestyle, it kind of makes sense to me, you know, because, I mean, look, where was it? I think on Facebook also, they had like a few videos, at least I saw a couple, of this guy like leaning on a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking to girls, and everyone he starts talking to stops and talks to him.
Wow.
He's got a, like, he's you know, like leaning against a very expensive car. And so then what they do, so this is like sort of like a prank, you know. So then somebody would come, a guy would come and get into the car, so the girl realizes it's not this guy's car. She would just walk away.
Yeah.
And they all do.
Wow.
They all walk away.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, so I mean, so that I think that shows something, you know. I'm not saying all women, and maybe younger women, you know, don't pay as much attention. Maybe they're more blinded with all this glitz and everything, but it does happen.
Yeah,
you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Bill Clinton's daughter just had a daughter and named her Charlotte.
Oh yeah, that's right. I heard yesterday for the first time
her
name is Charlotte. Yeah, there you go. But they looked happy, a pretty happy family.
Yeah, they did.
You know,
definitely.
I mean, that's pretty cool. She's the only child, right? She's an only child, and obviously they haven't had any grandkids yet. So this is one of the cases where somebody's having a kid where the parents are still kind of young, you know?
Right.
But they're, I mean, they've been in politics for so many years that suddenly for them to have a grandchild is kind of unusual, you know, kind of unexpected.
Yeah. They looked very happy when they were leaving.
Yeah.
I think it was the hospital steps that they took a bunch of photos on. And
yeah. So now this guy she married, he's got a name like... what is it? Something Gazinski or something? I wonder if he's Polish or I mean, that's what the name sounds like. But I don't think he's Jewish, right? They would have said something. They would have made a big deal out of it if he was Jewish.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Sure. People always make big deals about you. What is it? I don't know. So, yeah. So, well, they have a grandchild, so that's cool. And Chelsea also, I mean, she's coming to her own, you know. She didn't used to be very attractive when she was younger, but she's pretty nice looking.
She is.
Looking,
I just
looked,
I just, it just came up with photos of her. Yeah, she's pretty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. But she's definitely her mom's child. I mean, you can see the, you can see the resemblance, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot of stuff happening in the world, but did you hear about these tourists that went on the volcano in Japan?
Yes, insane. The videos are absolutely crazy where they're in the hut or whatever it is. It's like a house.
Uh-huh.
And you see the smoke outside and then it just goes to black.
Really?
And you can hear the, is it volcanic ash?
Well, the lava?
The lava that's hot. Banging on top of the, that's coming down, that's banging on the roof, and I can only imagine. I mean, I think it's 38 that are dead, 35,
something
like
that.
And they haven't even been able to get all the bodies yet because of the toxic...
Fumes,
yeah.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, I mean, what do you expect when you go to places like this, you know? People always want to, like... like, you know, play with their luck, test their luck, see, you know, what they can do. They do extreme things. They do, you know, the thing is, okay, so it's been a dormant volcano. I still would not go there.
Right.
You know, why would you want to go on a volcano?
I don't know. Climbing up to the top of it, I bet the view's great.
Yeah, but there's regular mountains too, you know. You don't have to go on a volcano.
That's true.
So, okay, so you can see the crater and everything, but you're taking a big chance.
Yeah.
You know, and especially in Japan, they've got a lot of volcanoes there.
Yeah.
A lot of volcanic activity, and people go there. And can you imagine, I mean, if this mountain has been dormant for like centuries,
the amount that it's brewed up,
right?
Yeah.
And then just on the day you happen to be there, it erupts.
I know, crazy. It's insane.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't imagine dying by lava or something. My god, I mean, it's molten metal, you know.
Yeah,
it's got to be so hot.
And the photos and videos are just crazy. It's all gray, and I mean, you just don't, I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a volcano erupt, but I've never seen photos of it.
Right.
You know? And it was crazy.
Well, yeah. I don't know. People go and do crazy things, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
I would not go on a volcano. I don't care how adventurous I was.
Yeah.
So, you know, so sometimes it's just like, do you really feel sorry for the people when they do stupid things? I don't know. I guess feel sorry for them for being stupid.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know. That's something that I would be interested in doing if I went there.
Yeah.
You don't expect
it. But now you probably won't, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, the freak things that happen to people.
Right. I mean, wrong place, wrong time. Yeah. Like, seriously. You know?
Yeah. You know what's funny is people are going into Apple stores now and bending the phone.
Really? After the video? I watched it.
Did you?
It was crazy. Yeah. I know somebody who has the 6 Plus.
Right.
So the bigger one.
Yeah, that's the one that
she
bends.
Loves it.
Really?
Yeah, she absolutely loves it. And wow. I mean, she reads a lot of blogs.
Okay, so that
and
makes
articles.
Sense.
So yeah, and she said she never really puts it in a pocket, like a phone in a pocket anyway. So it doesn't matter. But it's big, but it's really nice. They're just nice phones.
Yeah,
you know,
they're very nice.
Yeah,
they're very nice.
Yeah,
but. But yeah, people are going into Apple stores and bending it and taking videos of it.
Wow.
I know. But it's, I mean, look, you know, I mean, if it bends when you really try to bend it, I mean, everything can break when you try to break it,
right.
You know? I mean, but who's going to go and bend their phones like that, you know?
Yeah, I guess when you sit down, though, if you sit on it by accident.
Right.
But then you just have to be careful. It's a phone.
Right.
You should be careful with it anyway. It's not like an $800 phone.
Yeah, you know, but I'm thinking when it's rigid and you sit down, it could break, you know? So maybe it's better that it's flexible.
Exactly. Like, either way, there's going to be problems.
Right.
So. Just be happy you have it.
I know. But it's pretty rude to go into the Apple store and bend the phones.
Yeah, I wonder if they're getting charged.
I don't know. The guy, I mean, these guys did made a video and they apologized. They're teens.
See, that's the problem with all the viral videos. People then want to go out and try them. And then it'll come where there's dangerous videos being. What movie did I watch? I'm trying to think what movie it was. And it was about comics. It was an old movie with Steve Carell in it. And they are stand-up comics.
Right.
And, they're magicians. And there's like a rival magician that comes into Vegas and kind of takes over. And he's doing like all this crazy stuff, like sleeping on hot coals. And, and he pulls a card. He like slices his cheek open and pulls out a card and like a playing card. And just all this crazy dangerous stuff. But the whole point of my story was that people then try and do these things. And like it's like, don't try this at home. But people do.
I know. People do a lot of crazy things.
Yeah.
Man. Some of those videos on Facebook, I just can't believe that people do these things.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like jackass type of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Crazy stuff. All right. Well, I think that's about it. A lot of stuff happening in the world, but it's too deep to discuss right now. This girl that disappeared from Virginia, University of Virginia. Mm-hmm. You heard of her?
Yeah, they're trying to link the guy with two other, I think another missing girl case from another college girl. And
right.
Then also a rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Wow. Yeah, we'll see how that unfolds.
Yeah, man, it's tough being a pretty woman. A woman, period. It's hard to be in this world where there's a lot of animals.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, that's it for today, folks. Charlotte, have a great time.
Thank you.
I know you'll have a blast.
Thank you.
I wish I was going to Hawaii, too. Unfortunately, I'm going to go to Israel soon. Not as vacation, but to visit my parents.
But
if I had the choice where to spend my money, I'd do it in Hawaii any day.
Aw. Israel will be great, though.
Okay, yeah, I guess. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Best in morning radio. Tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.